listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk to you about God's grace and God's peace, and we'll do it from Titus chapter 1, verse 4, where it says this: "To Titus, a true son in our common faith, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior." Now, that's the beginning of Paul's letter to Titus. And when we write a letter today, if anyone still writes letters, then we start with the name of the person receiving the letter, "Dear so-and-so." And at the bottom of the letter, we write or sign our name so that they know who wrote it. In New Testament times, a proper letter started with the name of the author. Now, you have to admit that kind of makes sense, because the reader of "grace, mercy, and peace" in the letter might first want to know who wrote it. After the author gave his name, he or she would then say what the letter or who the letter was to. That's the practice in this letter the Apostle Paul wrote to Titus, his younger associate on the island of Crete. Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 3 gives us Paul's self-introduction. And Titus chapter 1, verse 4 tells us who the letter was written to. It was written to Titus. It's interesting to find that we don't know anything about Titus from the book of Acts. He's strangely absent from that record, although he must have been an associate of Paul during the time covered in the book of Acts. Though we read nothing about Titus in Acts, we still so know something of his character and his personality from this letter and from 2 Corinthians chapter 2, chapter 8, and chapter 12, which all mention him. I mean, after all, right here from Titus 1:4, we know that Titus was a true son in our common faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul says that Titus was a genuine brother to the Apostle Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, he says that Titus was a partner and a fellow worker with Paul. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, he says that Titus walked in the same spirit as Paul. And then again in chapter 12 of 2 Corinthians, it says that Titus walked in the same steps as Paul, in the same manner of life. Therefore, with all of this, we see in Titus chapter 2, verse 7, that Titus could be a true pattern to other believers. Now, all of this makes us think that Titus was a remarkable man. Wouldn't you love it if Paul wrote those things about you? I know it would be wonderful if Paul wrote of me that I was a true son in our common faith, that I was a genuine brother, that I had the same spirit, and that I walked in his same steps. The Apostle Paul thought highly of Titus. At the same time, there is at least a hint at what we might call some imperfection or weakness in Titus. You see, Paul greeted him with this phrase, "grace, mercy, and peace." Now, when Paul wrote to churches, he often greeted them with the phrase, "grace and peace." You'll find this in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, Galatians chapter 1, Ephesians chapter 1. But when Paul wrote to the pastors Timothy and Titus, he added mercy to the greeting. We see it here in Titus chapter 1, verse 4. You'll also see it in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2, and also in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 2. Now, do you see this hint at imperfection or weakness? Pastors and leaders like Timothy and Titus need lots of mercy right along with grace and peace. Paul might write grace and peace to the churches. To the pastors, he says grace, peace, and mercy. Now today, you need to receive all three of those from God: his grace, his peace, and his mercy. And if you know a pastor or a leader in God's service, pray today that God gives them his mercy.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.